I started covering abortion full time for the Post 2 years ago, right around the time when the Texas Heartbeat Act went into effect, banning abortion after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. That's before a lot of people even know that they're pregnant.
The Lone Star State, now home to the Texas Heartbeat Law, which bans most abortions. It outlaws abortions once a doctor detects a fetal heartbeat.
The fetal heartbeat bill led to protests across Texas.
The most serious threat to Roe v. Wade, which guaranteed...
This is Caroline Kitchener. She covers abortion for The Post.
At the time, I was reporting a lot on people who were frantically trying to leave the state, driving many, many hours to get abortions in New Mexico, Colorado, Oklahoma. But I kept wondering about the people who couldn't leave Texas or decided not to. What would happen to them? It's that question that first brought me to Brooke and Billy. Brooke and Billy became teenage parents because of the Texas abortion ban. Brooke wanted to get an abortion, but she couldn't. And they now have twins. I wrote a story about Brooke and Billy and their daughters more than a year ago. The question I had back then was, really, can they make this work? The answer was a very tentative yes. Now, the question that I went back with was, can they keep holding it together?
Today, nearly 2 years after the Texas Heartbeat Act went into effect, Caroline returns to a family compelled into existence by the new law to see what their lives are like now. And so when we last left Brooke and Billy, they were living in Texas, right? And she was spending a lot of time, you said, alone in a room with the babies, with the twins. Where are they now? What's happened since?
A lot has happened since. So right before the story published last year, Brooke and Billy got married. They went to a courthouse and they signed some papers. And then just a few days after that, Billy left for basic training. He joined the Air Force.